Now, whilst we sort that out and you keep calling and texting, let's say hello to our Julian's person, BBC Radio Solent, to 18 minutes to 7. And it's welcome back to Simon Colstone. Now, Simon has been a regular contributor on BBC Radio Solent for some time. You may have heard him on Morning Thought, and we'll be following him on Julian's People for a year as he tries to get a grant to develop new medicines. Last time he was on, he spoke to us about setting up his own research lab, and he's back on the air for an update this morning. Hi, Simon.
Good morning, Julian.
Yeah, welcome back. So just for people who didn't hear your last appearance, in Botley, of course, where you live as well, remind us what your research lab is for.
Right, yes, so I'm looking at trying to design or invent new medicines for a set of diseases called protein folding diseases. And these are actually quite a wide variety, from diabetes to Alzheimer's disease. And I'm basically interested in the sort of, we call it the pathology, the biology of what happens inside the body, and whether or not I can design small chemicals that you can give to a patient and it can interfere with what goes wrong and hopefully on a molecular level either solve or fix the disease or make it a lot better. So at the moment I'm working up at UCL in London, and I'm commuting up every day by train, right, which is a bit of a pain. And so I'm looking to try and get grants to set up my own lab, hopefully in this area.
Which would be good, wouldn't it? I know you've worked on various projects paid for by grants given to senior professors. So is it a question of getting funding from government or from health authorities or from drug companies? How does it work?
Well, I'm trying to get funding from anywhere I can. And at the moment, because there's so much uncertainty in higher education as to where funding's coming from, there's basically an awful lot of people going after a very small number of pots of money. So the thing to do is to just keep cracking on and keep writing applications, and when one gets turned down, you sort of tweak it a little bit and throw in another one and hope that works, and keep getting feedback every time, and hopefully those makes your application stronger so that eventually you will actually get something from one of the sources.
Good for you. And what about the building? Do you need to secure somewhere a building to do this in?
Well, I'd need to find a university that will host me,
right,
and I've spoken to UCL, and they were quite happy, and I applied for a grant with them, and I got feedback saying, well, since you're already at UCL, we'd rather you move to a different university. And so just recently, actually, I've been to Portsmouth quite a lot, which tries my loyalties a bit, because, of course, I studied at Southampton and lived in Southampton pretty much for the last 15 years or so. However, I've got some very good relationships with some of the staff at Portsmouth University, and their biophysics department especially is very well equipped. So the latest two grants that I've written are both actually to take my lab and hopefully set it up in Portsmouth. So fingers crossed for that one.
And looking at the list of conditions you're working on, Alzheimer's, arthritis and CJD, I mean, I'm sure lots of people listening now will wish you all the very best to come up with treatments for those.
Well, thank you, but it does take a very long time working on these, and quite often we get emails or phone calls from members of the public saying, oh, we've seen your paper in X journal, could we take part in the drug trial? But I do the very preclinical, the very initial blue skies research on these drugs things, so unfortunately from where the research I'm doing is at and to where it gets to patients can be sort of 10 or 15 years, so I'm very much involved in the pipeline, sort of trying to get the initial ideas off the ground. So just in case anyone wants to contact me about this sort of thing, I'm not a clinician, I'm a scientist. So
Well, it's got to start somewhere, Simon, and we should continue to follow your story. Thank you for coming back on the air today, and we'll talk to you very soon.
You're welcome. Thank
Pleasure.
You, Julian.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Colstone from Botley, one of our Julian's people. Now, there's an unusual story that we're following on the airwaves. What is your story, and would you be happy to be talking on the air on a regular basis with an update? Let me know. It could be an ambition that you're realising, starting a new business. I mean, Simon's is a very unusual combination of those, really, isn't it? Perhaps you're raising some money for charity, perhaps you're doing something in your life, or happy to share your family story with us on a regular basis. We have several Julian's people who do that as well.